You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. This past summer, some 125,000 people gathered in Sioux Falls for the annual Jazz Fest featuring headliners Dr. John and Sheryl Crow. If you weren't among the people at Yankton Trail Park in July, you'll still have an opportunity to hear and see some of the performance from the event's main stage. On Saturday evening, SDPB-TV presents a two-hour special, The Best of Jazz Fest. For more about the program, I'm joined by SDPB-TV producer Kevin Patton. And Kevin, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Thank you, Carl. It's good to be here.
And with us on the line is Rob Joyce, Executive Director of the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society. And Rob, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you.
Well, Rob, how was this summer's Jazz Fest?
Well, you know, it was good. It was beautiful weather and lots of fun entertainers and great people that enjoyed the show. And so, you know, we couldn't ask for more. I mean, to have the talent like we did with Sheryl Crow and Dr. John, North Mississippi All-Stars, the list goes on. It was pretty unequaled.
Do you think the Best of Jazz Fest TV special will give viewers a good feel for what it was like this past July?
I do. You know, this isn't, you know, Kevin and I have been partners in crime on this project since, was it 07 or 05? I can't remember, Kevin, but.
Yeah, I think this was our ninth year, and I think it was, I want to say 2004 was our first year.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, I think that we've always done a great job of capturing the musical talent and the excitement of that crowd, and it's there's nothing quite like being up on that stage when a performer takes the stage and you can see that sea of people as far as you can see out into that you know, park, and just know that they're there cheering and they can't wait for that show to begin. It's pretty exciting.
Well, Kevin, did SDPB-TV record everything that happened on the main stage?
We did. We got every artist this year. I believe there were 12 scheduled, but one had to be canceled because of weather, so it was a total of 11 bands, 11 artists that we got this year.
So then you have to go through all of that and pick out the highlights?
Right, right. It's a lot of fun. We went through about 15 hours of video, approximately, going through it and looking for the highlights of the festival.
And what were you looking for?
Well, the criteria that we use for picking out the highlights varies. A lot of the artists, what we'll do during the festival is we'll hand the artists a DVD of their performance right after they finish, and so we get a lot of feedback from the artists, you know, as to what songs they prefer to have in the show, and also Rob has a pretty good idea of what the artist is all about, so a lot of times he'll give me clues and suggestions for the show. Also, we try to represent the artists, you know, represent them as they are and pick out music that really represents them and showcases them, and we also try to showcase the festival atmosphere too. So there's a lot of things that we look for when we're picking out the highlights.
So crowd shots, you can see people reacting to the performances.
Right. Yeah. There was one instance this festival, the Scott Holt Band, during his performance, he actually went out in the audience and handed his guitar to different people and just let them play on it, let them jam a little bit. So that was really, you know, that really brought out the festival atmosphere and what a, you know, what a fun atmosphere it is.
Did you know that was going to happen? It seemed like something you'd have to be sort of prepared for to record.
Yeah, we didn't know it happened, or we didn't know it was going to happen, but we have a total of 8 cameras there, and so we were able to kind of follow him around and for the most part keep up with him.
Well, Rob Joyce, are the performers that come to Jazz Fest, are they willing and ready to have their performances taped, whether it's for the radio or for television?
You know, for the most part, they are. You know, it certainly doesn't hurt to be able to say this is for public broadcasting, and I think everybody, you know, supports the efforts and they understand the quality of public broadcasting being you know, what it is, and I truly believe that most artists want to let people, you know, I mean, they want people to hear their music. And when they find out that the video is really well done, the production is good, that's eight cameras, they get to take a DVD with them to kind of preview and make sure that they're comfortable with their appearance and performance. They usually go right along with it. But I think the thing that typically starts to happen, and Kevin and I have talked about this before, but the headlining artists sometimes have very strict recording contracts with record labels that they don't allow them to do video. They kind of restrict them, and I think that's just a sign of the times of how record labels, since they're losing some of their control with the internet and other ways that people are buying music and receiving music, they're trying to keep some control of artists by controlling their live appearances and their recorded appearances. So we've run into a few roadblocks, but this year it was wonderful to have everyone's signed and sealed agreement to be on public broadcasting this year. And I know Kevin, breathes a sigh of relief knowing that he doesn't have to chase somebody down asking them to sign an agreement.
Well, Kevin, that's something you've had to do in the past.
Occasionally, yeah. Rob and the Jazz and Blues Society are great about getting the artists and getting them to agree to be on our show. But occasionally, there'll be one that is a straggler, and sometimes we'll have to run them down during the festival and make sure it is okay and make sure we get a signed release from them.
Kevin just mentioned one of his favorite moments in the Best of Jazz Fest, which you'll be able to see on SDPB-TV on Saturday evening. Rob Joyce, a particular favorite moment from Jazz Fest?
Well, from this past year, I would say certainly the Thursday night Trampled Underfoot, which is a band out of Kansas City, they had just their album had just gone number one on Billboard. In the blues category, and so they were thoroughly excited about that and finding out just the day before and coming to Sioux Falls to perform. They were riding on a cushion of air to perform, knowing that their album was number one in the country. And I think their performance kind of gives you that impression that they're very confident. They're young performers. They're siblings from, Kansas City, two brothers and a sister. And they were so, so entertaining. And, of course, Dr. John, piano player. I think, Carl, I'm a piano mm-hmm. player, so I enjoyed Dr. John very much. But I don't know how Kevin is going to edit down the Sheryl Crow performance, because she just did one hit after another. And those are the kinds of songs that I know everybody loves to hear. She opened up with Steve McQueen, and she just kept right on going with all of her hits. And she's a hit factory. So I'm interested to see how much time Kevin's going to give to Sheryl Crow and how much time he's going to be able to give to some of the other artists as well.
Kevin?
Yeah, Sheryl's performance was just incredible. One thing I would like to mention is that if you tune in for the show on the 7th, Sheryl, the pieces that we put in the show are include two songs that are brand new and have not yet been released. And I believe her album will be released on the 10th of September. Mm-hmm. And so you'll get a sneak preview if you tune in. It's just a great performance. They're great songs.
The other thing, Carl, that was kind of funny that I enjoyed about watching the raw footage for Sheryl is when Sheryl takes the stage, we have a crane that kind of goes over the audience and comes around up towards Sheryl, and everybody is standing with their cell phone in their hands taking pictures and video of Sheryl Crow. So you see 50, little lights, blue lights, as the camera pans up in the dark. It's kind of maybe it's a sign of the times, but it always makes me chuckle.
Well, Rob Joyce, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you.
And Kevin, thanks for stopping by the studio.
Thank you, Carl.
Rob Joyce is the executive director of the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society. Kevin Patton is a producer for SDPB-TV. And the two-hour special, The Best of Jazz Fest, including those Preview performances from Sheryl Crow airs Saturday evening on SDPB-TV. That begins at 7 Central, 6 Mountain. And if you want to hear more music from this past summer's Jazz Fest, tune into No Cover, No Minimum Radio Saturday night at 11 Central. It features Spooncat, and we're hearing a little bit of Spooncat from their performance at the second stage performance at this year's Jazz Fest. And that's it for this edition of Dakota Midday. Thanks to all of our guests on today's show. Stephen Zwemke is a producer. We had assistance from Chris Loffrey. Special thanks to Stephen Munson for his engineering help. Coming up tomorrow, I'll be listening for Tech Radio with the Computer Guys. I'm Carl Gerke. Stay tuned. Here and Now is coming up next. My baby, see me all of it.